Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you as well.
Good afternoon to you and the SID Media family.
Yeah, how you doing, man? It's been a long time.
I'm doing well. We can't complain.
Lovely, lovely. Great to have you on the show again, man, after a while. Now, we're talking about the value of extracurricular activities, and they're also known as out-of-class activities, as any events that you participate in outside of regular academic work. That's what it means. Now, whether it's a sports team, volunteering, or a university society, or a student, can boost their CVs, grades, and also mental health by exploring opportunities outside of the classroom. Now, Zweli, why are these extracurricular activities important?
So we need extracurricular activities. You know, a learner needs to learn holistically for them to develop. So extracurricular activities complement our academic learning in ways where we can develop our non-cognitive skills, like, you know, resilience, discipline, and collaboration, working with others.
Now, are extracurricular activities as important as academics?
Yes, most definitely. You know, there's some research that even indicates that higher academic performance, better school attendance, and fewer behavioral problems result from extracurricular activities. You know, these activities can help us foster our self-identity, our purpose, and even motivate us to carry on.
Yeah, and you say that when a person does these extracurricular activities, do they help with personal growth?
Yes, most definitely. But even for the future, because, you know, certain activities, it depends. It can be many things. It can be being part of a student debate team. It can be being part of choir. This helps you explore your interests, which can help you then guide your career choices and form your identity. You know, you get important skills like time management, showing initiative, taking accountability, and learning how to communicate with others. So it's definitely important.
You know, the challenge, though, is that the student could actually be so taken by this extracurricular activities that they now give their time and all, to it. How should they balance these activities with academics, if possible? Is it even possible to balance, actually?
It's definitely impossible. Many people do it. I'm sure you doing it yourself, whether it's gym or, you know. So it doesn't necessarily take away time from school. In fact, it enhances learning capacity and time management. You know, students learn how to be more disciplined and they find motivation. You know, it would be very boring to wake up for school every day. But knowing that you're involved in something that interests you and learning valuable life skills really does make a difference.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful. So, If a student then is struggling and they really given into this soccer or netball or the debating and really they're falling behind from their academics, what then? Should they be told to stop?
I think it's very important for a child's social and emotional development to be or to have an extracurricular activity. So we don't want to take that away from them, but we do need them to learn the importance of their academic learning. So I think it would be up to the parents and the teachers to come up with a plan for the student in order to be able to better manage their time. But cutting it out completely is not something I advise because, you know, they could be going through something and they wouldn't know how to handle it. They wouldn't know how to communicate about it. But being involved in the soccer team is where they can find friends that they can talk to, where they find peace away from home if anything's happening at home. So I would suggest collaborating with the school, the parent, and the learner in order to find, you know, the best way to manage their time.
Now, what would you say then are drawbacks to extracurriculars? Because I think I'm thinking one of them would be maybe when you get home, you're exhausted, you can't do your work.
Yes, that could be one. Although remember, balance is encouraged. That's why we want them to be part of this. And remember, it reflects well when they want to apply after school to a university, because it shows that you're part of something that's more than you. It shows that, you know, you're in leadership positions if it's the student governing body. So one thing that I think could be a problem is maybe the cost of an extracurricular activity. But remember, activities don't have to be costly. We have reading clubs, there's probably a community soccer team around, and drama is often a free engagement to be involved in. But, you know, in terms of time and managing it, it has to be balanced. It's a life skill that needs to be learned. So to take it away completely from a child handicaps them rather than helps them develop and learn how to manage their time.
Now, we see in other continents where, you know, the academics will be, you know, supported by one's academic, rather extracurricular, you know, activities. For instance, you know, we see in Western countries, you know, people getting scholarships because they are doing well in basketball, for instance. Do we have such arrangements in this part of the world?
Yes, yes, most definitely. I know even in my school, we had the Gauteng North. So when you become part of such teams, you get access to opportunities. This could be in anything. I myself was part of a choir at the University of Pretoria. We went to the World Choir Games overseas, and I was able to use those credentials to apply for university, which showed, you know, my initiative in wanting to learn and be part of something bigger than life.
Now, should a parent think of, you know, registering their child into the extracurricular activities? What are some of the things they should consider before going in there? Is it the schedule of the child?
I think it's mostly to do with choosing something meaningful. Something that the child is interested in and something that helps them, you know, develop the skills like teamwork, leadership, conflict resolution, you know. We just need it to be something meaningful so that, you know, they're not forced to be part of something that they don't want to be a part of and that they can actually enjoy what they're doing.
Yeah, well, Zweli, I think it's a very interesting world and very important, actually, I think, for the growth and development of those who are in academics. Now, when does it all end? Because we know that matric is a difficult year, also may not even have the time for those extracurricular.
Yes, that can be true. But again, I'll always go back to balance. Avoid doing too many activities that lead to burnout. I know I do have some students that come to me and they tell me that they're involved in this and this and they're so stressed because they can't manage their time. But you need to then make a decision in such a case to say, this is what's important for me to get that free time. And, you know, this is what I love and enjoy doing, but allowing yourself space to prioritize your studies as well. So if you are able as a learner to manage your sports and your schoolwork at the same time without any intervention from a parent, I suggest you do so. However, if you do see that, you know, I'm struggling with managing this time, speak to your teacher or your school coach. Maybe they'll allow you to have some time away so that you can catch up on your work until you're stable enough to, you know, be involved and participate in an extracurricular activity.
That's a fantastic advice, actually, out there. Now, what does this have to do with the lifelong quality of life? I'm talking now the contribution of extracurricular activities, not only in academics, but in life as a person grows.
So I can speak to cognitively, so meaning in terms of how you function, how you, your intellect. So these extracurricular activities can boost problem solving, they can boost memory and what we call executive functioning. That's more of our higher order cognitive functioning. Emotionally, it can help children regulate their emotions, you know, just by being part of a process like arts, you know, that freedom of expression. And it helps us protect our mental health as well, because we're part of a team. We can strengthen our peer relationships and we can reduce social isolation.
Well, beautiful stuff as well. Lim Kai from My Career Moves. Thank you so much, sir, for joining us.
Thank you to you and the family.
Lovely. Goodbye.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.